Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And before we move on to today's topic, I just want to recognize, since we weren't airing on Memorial Day, the sacrifices made by those men and women in uniform who have laid down their lives for our nation and our nation's military. And we just want to thank those families who have given up so much and have borne witness to that sacrifice. But moving on right now, we know that in our community, in the state, in the country, in the world, we've been dealing with the enormous changes that have been wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. But even before all of this started, there was change that was going on. And one force of change that was definitely happening in Colorado Springs was how downtown Colorado Springs is evolving, especially the South End, which is the new home to the United States Olympic and Paralympic Museum, the U.S. OPC. You can see it from I-25. Also, for those who are into dining, you have restaurants like Atomic Cowboy, the Denver Biscuit Company, and Dos Santos that are remaking the culinary scene, and multiple hotels going up in the area, including a Marriott and Kinship Landing, as well as a neighborhood market, bread and butter market, set to open this fall. That just gives you a sampling of some of the evolution that is happening on the South End. And so it's really kind of coining the term the new South End. Joining me this morning to speak on two more projects that really are game changers in the new South End, the Mayon Cascade and the new downtown stadium, we have Jeff Finn, who's vice president of Norwood Development Group, and Laura Newman, who's the project lead with Widener. We talked about this. Is it Widener or Widener?
It's Widener.
Widener Apartment Homes. Widener Apartment Homes. Thank you so much, Laura. I wanted to make sure I got it right from the start. Well, welcome to the show, both of you, Jeff and Laura.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Shannon.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'd like to start with Jeff, pointing to some of the questions we have for you. Norwood has a long history, we know, in Colorado Springs, shaping many of the residential and commercial aspects of the community. Really too many to count when you're talking about all of the various projects that have gone on. Can you share with listeners some sort of overview of Norwood's work?
Sure thing. Just to give you a little bit of an overview of our company, you probably know many of the places that we create, but you might not know us. We're a real estate development firm that solely focuses our efforts and energies here in the Pikes Peak region. We've been doing it for approximately 50 years. And what started in Manitou, actually, with the purchase of a triplex has now grown into different sectors and a variety of project types that include Wolf Ranch in the northeast corner of our community, First and Main, InterQuest Marketplace are two of our retail offerings, First and Main being on Powers Boulevard and InterQuest being at the intersection of I-25 and InterQuest Parkway. And then probably more recently in the last 10 or so years, we've really been a contributor along with others to the downtown renaissance that you were kind of referring to with our community, our apartment community, ECO at Wasatch in Colorado. Greenway Flats is a permanent supportive housing apartment project with Springs Rescue Mission housing our community's most vulnerable. And then obviously the new South End. And I worked with Laura actually when she was with the city and then after on the City for Champions project, both the Olympic Museum and the downtown stadium. So I think our my job, I focus mostly on making downtown as great as it can be.
And certainly I remember one of the first houses, it was in a development that I walked into when I was looking for a home in town, was one of the Norwood projects. So I think it does stretch to anyone who's ever stepped foot in one of the projects that Norwood has done. We know that right now it sounds like Norwood is really focusing a lot on downtown development, both residential and commercial properties. What's your thinking behind why businesses and residents are looking to locate downtown?
It's a great question. I think I'll try to be brief with the answer because it
encompasses so much.
Something that's happening. Yeah, it's happening across a lot of different communities. Of course, people know that the larger cities like the New Yorks and Chicagos and San Franciscos have experienced tremendous growth and influx. But we're really seeing across the country an influx too of middleweight communities like ours. You know, that we're not New York, we're not Manhattan, but a lot of the offerings that we have are similar with the cultural destinations. You had kind of listed the dining, the new culinary offerings in and around downtown that are coming, joining with, I think, our mix of kind of unique boutique retail where there aren't places in our community where you can get this kind of a connected lifestyle that has the best of kind of the work, play, eat, shop, dine lifestyle. And so I think that's attractive to renters, it's attractive to employers, and it's attractive to visitors that are coming to stay in hotels.
Right. And certainly lack of traffic makes it easier to do commutes, but especially when you don't have to, when you have so many things right. that are within such a close proximity, I mean, it makes it even more attractive. Speaking of one of the developments that is slated to come online, you're opening the May on Cascade with an opening date, it sounded like in August. How's the COVID-19 situation impacted construction? Is that date still on time?
Great question. We, you know, much like every other industry, I think the construction industry has been impacted by the COVID-19 issues. We were fortunate that Governor Polis deemed construction essential, especially construction and housing. So we were able to work through the stay-at-home orders, practicing, the rigorous social distancing requirements that were put on construction activities. And I think we have experienced delays. However, we are set to open in August, which is, I guess, a couple months from now.
Well, that's great. And with that, that's something to be celebrated. I was just online, and I'm going to put up the link on our Facebook page as well. The May on Cascade looks stunning. I mean, some of the interior renditions that have been done by artists for how the setup is and what it looks like from the interior as well as the exterior just really sets the bar even higher for Colorado Springs, I think. Can you give us an overview of the property and who's going to want to live there and, you know, the type of people that you think you're hoping to attract?
Sure. So the May on Cascade is, we have 177 apartments. We've got more than 40 unique floor plans, so there really is kind of something for everyone. I think what is most attractive, you know, people need a place to live, and a place to live is a place to live, but I think the offerings the community, you know, provides residents and their guests, it really is, you know, kind of the new gold standard in urban living in our downtown. We have a resort-style pool that's year-round with a pretty large 14-person hot tub, fire pits, kind of some great interior things for places for people who work from home, you know, with conference rooms and such, so that you can still carry on your business and your work from home. And then just the leisure spaces. We have a theater room. We've got a club room with a demonstration kitchen and a phenomenal roof deck on the sixth floor that overlooks downtown the Front Range.
And I remember when, it must have been two decades ago when, you know, maybe Portland and Seattle were the hot places, and they said those were the places that were attracting the creatives. Is that the market that you're going for with such a really stunning visually sort of place?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think where we find, and we've got an advantage with being the owners of Eco too, so we kind of see what our who our renters are there. We have a pretty wide variety of residents, ranging from residents who are moving here from other communities to be in healthcare, to from government, the military. We have professionals in transition, so folks that are in the process of selling their house, they have to get out. They're wanting to try the urban experience, and this is just a moment in their journey in housing. And then we have empty nesters. We have a number of folks that are 55 and older who just want to be around the vitality, the active lifestyle, mm-hmm.
the vibrancy
that downtown offers.
Yeah. They want to keep that in their lives. We need to take a break right now. We want to tell people that if you want to find out more about the May on Cascade, easy. The website is May on Cascade. May is spelled M-A-E. oncascade.com. Just go to that and you'll be able to find out more. We're going to be talking to Jeff Finn a little bit later on in our program. Coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by Laura Newman, who's been on the line. She's with Widener Apartment Homes, and she's going to be talking to us about the overall landscape that we have that's going on for folks who are moving to the new South End or making that their home base. We're going to be talking to her in just a moment as the Extra continues. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And we've just been speaking to Jeff Finn, who's vice president of Norwood Development Group, talking about the new South End and the May on Cascade, which is one of the developments and that Norwood is bringing online here in August. It'll bring new apartments, really very edgy-looking, futuristic-looking apartments to that new South End for folks who want to make that their home base. But right now, we want to talk with Laura. Laura Newman is with us this morning on behalf of the new Downtown Stadium and Widener Apartment Homes. And Laura, I know a lot of your background. For a long time, we've been talking about this stadium moving downtown. It's happening now. Tell us why this area is the ideal location to have that downtown stadium and what it means.
Thank you, Shannon. And it is happening. And you're right. We have waited on this for a long time. And even over the past three decades, there were attempts to bring a professional sports stadium to downtown Colorado Springs, but the cost of land and then the lack of a sports franchise and lack of city funding were all hindrances, right? But in 2012, and Jeff mentioned City for Champions earlier, and by the way, may I just say, I had a virtual tour of the May last week with Jeff, and it is phenomenal. So congratulations on that project. But Jeff mentioned in 2012, the State Regional Tourism Act, which some people refer to as RTA, it was a means to raise important capital to build this venue, and the Colorado Springs Switchbacks Football Club, the soccer franchise, and the Reagan family, they signed on to the City for Champions project as the primary tenant for this planned downtown facility, which was one facility and became two with the downtown stadium and also Robeson Arena. And we were awarded this in 2013 to help secure the project. But I do think it's important for your listeners to know that an urban sports venue has been an idea and an important anchor element in many of our official downtown development plans for more than 20 years. Mm. And that's the Experience Downtown Master Plan when the Urban Land Institute was here and they did their panel report, Plan COS, CityGate Urban Renewal, that's just to name a few, and many of which my good friend Jeff Finn and his Norwood colleagues led or have been part of.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Why is that? What kind of economic impact should we expect to see from such a project?
Well, I'll touch on that, but you asked me why the new South End was the ideal location, and I'd like mm-hmm. to just mention that if I could, because
sure. yeah.
there's so many reasons, and it's It's dramatically going to improve the new gateway to downtown and bring in some energy and excitement and some big events. And again, I mentioned the urban renewal area. So this site, just aesthetically, which was a vacant lot for years, is now an exciting new venue. And then you also mentioned the proximity to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum and Hall of Fame, the America the Beautiful Park, and that wonderful new pedestrian bridge that maybe Jeff will mention, but will provide, you know, terrific walkability, connectivity, and then being close by to several of the national governing bodies and the headquarters for the U.S. Olympic Committee. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and I know that being in a business that's close to downtown, it's walkable, but now we're talking about projects that actually will be there so that people barely have to leave their own doors and they can be experiencing all of this.
Absolutely. And you mentioned economic impact. And again, the project really couldn't be possible without the State Regional Tourism Act, the state TIF, which is tax increment financing. And so we're very appreciative of that. But the state wouldn't have awarded us those funds if we were not going to generate out-of-state visitors beyond what we presently do. And with those visitors will come many benefits to local hotels and restaurants and attractions. So we think it will be a major catalyst for creating a vibrant sense of community that you've already mentioned. And people can take in a concert, go to a Switchbacks game, attend a festival, and we will be building a housing development around the stadium with upwards of 1,000 apartment homes with some mixed use at the street level. So there will be quite the economic impact to Southwest downtown, the new South End, as well as to our entire community.
Yeah, brace yourself. Change is coming. We're talking to Laura Newman, who's with Widener Apartment Homes as the project lead. And we also have Jeff Finn on the line, the vice president for Norwood Development Group. We do have to take a break right now. When we come back, though, we're going to be talking more about the downtown stadium because it's not just soccer that's going to be bringing in the fans. We'll talk about that as well as more information on the May on Cascade. That's coming up after the break. And welcome back to The Extra. We're talking today about the new South End, the development that's going on to remake old downtown Colorado Springs. I was going to say the old Colorado City, but it's actually more, it's more south of downtown. So if you know the area that is right now being reshaped just south of where the new U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum is going up, that's the area that we're talking about. And we have on the line Jeff Finn, who's the vice president for Norwood Development Group, and Laura Newman, who's the project lead for Widener Apartment Homes. And Laura, you also have a vast experience with development and projects through working for the city as well as working for Garden of the Gods Resort. So talk about, though, the economic impact. We were talking about the economic impact that we were expecting from this new downtown stadium. But we also know that COVID-19 has impacted many businesses, construction, even though it was deemed an essential business, is still being impacted as well. Has it slowed down construction on that downtown stadium? Are they on track to open on time?
Well, Shannon, clearly we find ourselves in strange and unprecedented times. And so much of our daily routines have been disrupted. But I will say that the one thing that has comforted our stadium partnership and all those around us is knowing that this project, full of hope, is proceeding towards completion for spring of 2021. And is witnessed by the great progress. You can see all that dirt moving. You can see the three stories going up. And then we had our recent, albeit very unique, topping off ceremony on May 15th. But we are progressing. We've experienced some delays, but we are planning to open in spring of 2021. I will say, who knows what large live events will look like 1 year from today? We certainly don't know, but I will tell you, we will be ready.
Oh, that's great.
The stadium will be ready.
That's great. And it wasn't just, I mean, COVID-19, because this was also a pretty snowy winter. I mean, there were a lot of school cancellation days. So to continue on, that is great news to hit that spring 2020 opening date. So we know that the switchbacks are going to be an anchor tenant, but there are potentially other uses for this stadium beyond soccer. So tell us what else could be used for it.
Well, we've mentioned a few, but certainly concerts, festivals, our turf is synthetic, so we can host just about any event you may imagine. And central to the business plan for the stadium is hosting national governing body events, and many of those will be in conjunction with our sister project at Robeson Arena. We also have a 240-seat event space on the third level with views of the mountains, the city, and the field available for corporate and social events.
Mm.
We're deep in discussions about the 4,000-square-foot restaurant with rooftop on the corner of Sierra Madre and Cimarron. So there'll be a lot of activity in the stadium. Much of it's sports-centric, but not all of it. And so we're very excited.
Well, that's an exciting view, too, I'm sure. So we know that listeners have maybe some questions about this. Where can they go to find out more information on the downtown stadium?
I think you listed it or maybe on Facebook, but it is the Switchbacks, switchbacksfc.com site that you can see the renderings of the stadium. You can purchase season tickets. You can hear how the team is doing, a very unique practicing at this time, but we welcome everyone to visit the website.
Yeah, well, we love, in our household, we love soccer. We love, British soccer, and we love seeing some of those games that have taken place here stateside. So many games. So right now, let's bring in Jeff Finn, who's the vice president for Norwood Development Group. And Jeff, we've talked about how having all of these exciting developments downtown just makes a lot of people really hanker to live downtown. But up until relatively recently, there has been this lack of residential offerings in downtown Colorado Springs. I mean, that's something that stretched back for decades. The May on Cascade, though, is going to be offering 172, did you say, new units that will be open?
177 units that will open in August.
Fantastic. What are some of the key features of the May?
The May, I think probably one of the, kind of to Laura's point, one of the unique features that this community offers is its location. From your front door or the front door of the building, you have up to 25, hopefully more, restaurants within a 5 minutes walk. That's coffee shops, that's breweries, that's distilleries, that's obviously Denver Biscuit, the Atomic Cowboy, and Fat Sully's, and then all of the other restaurants in the area. So we think that, obviously with the stadium that Laura has been talking to being a great addition to the activities to do in the neighborhood, that its location really is kind of one of the huge value propositions to residents. And then you can kind of go down the list of, we have everything from a pet spa and an indoor dog run for those cold winter nights when you have to walk your dog, to a rooftop terrace that overlooks the downtown stadium, as well as the sweeping views of the Front Range. And then a phenomenal outdoor amenity package with a resort-style pool year-round and a pretty large hot tub.
Wow. Year-round swimming, that is awesome. We should mention that the May is named after philanthropist Fannie Mae Duncan. So for people who don't know, so that's why it's spelled M-A-E. That's how she spelled her middle name. Fannie Mae Duncan did social work. She had a jazz club, the Cotton Club, and it was pretty much put Colorado Springs on the map in terms of being a spot where singers and jazz musicians of yesteryear would stop in Colorado Springs because of it. And certainly her philanthropy work continued to spread her good name. And that's why now she is the namesake of the May on Cascade. But moving back to some of just the aspects of what this means, we know that Norwood has another property across town. So what are the differences, the contrast between the two other properties that you have that are popping up in this area?
Yeah, the sister project of the May is ECO, which sits at the southwest corner of Colorado Avenue in Wasatch. And I like to describe the two as, you know, ECO is the wild young child sibling, and the May is the kind of stately, wise, older sibling of the two. They're actually kind of, they were designed by the same architects. They're similar in what they offer and how they're constructed, but I think the personalities being where they are located make it different. Plus, I think we have also, everything that we learned on ECO, we took it up a notch on the May. So, you know, we have a number of new floor plans that are not offered at ECO. We have two-story penthouse units that 10 of those at the May, 5 of which have their own private rooftop terraces that are accessible through the units. So, you know, we've just kind of upped the cool factor even more with the May.
Mm. And we talked a bit about the origins of the name, the May. How do you think Fannie Mae Duncan's spirit will be brought to life on site for those who are listening?
Well, yeah, you did a great intro on Fannie Mae Duncan. She really was. She was a force. She was a pioneering spirit that used jazz as her medium and her love for jazz to create the Cotton Club, which brought Etta James and Louis Armstrong and the like of those kind of top drawer talented musicians through the Springs when they were traveling coast to coast. And she was known for her class, her style. She was always dressed to the nines. And I think when you see, and you kind of referred to the renderings that are on the website, but when you see some of the spaces that we're trying to create, you know, we took clues and details from how she dressed, how she kind of put materials together within the Cotton Club to just create a timeless and distinct experience in public spaces as well as in the units.
Mm. And once again, we want to remind our listeners that if they want to find out more about the May on Cascade so that they can see for themselves the kind of renderings and interiors and public spaces that are going to be available there, you can go to mayoncascade.com. Again, it's spelled M-A-E. We need to take a quick break here on The Extra, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about more on the new South End and what it means if you live in the community, what it means if you're perhaps thinking about a move, and why this might be the move for you. It's 9:47. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we've been focusing on the new South End, the renaissance that's going on south of downtown, which is allowing for new housing units that are going up, as well as a very exciting downtown stadium, in addition to that gleaming new U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum that's going to be such a shining showcase of all that makes Colorado Springs and our heritage so special. We've been talking with Jeff Finn, who's the Vice President for Norwood Development Group, and we also have Lorne Newman, the project lead for Widener Apartment Homes, who's speaking to not just the developments, but also the new downtown stadium. Laura, Colorado Springs is home to the switchbacks, the vibes, and as we were mentioning, on an international scale, the USOPC and the Olympic Training Center. So how do you anticipate the downtown stadium elevating our reputation of Colorado Springs being a sports city?
Well, I wish Nick Reagan was here with me to answer this question, because he would do it with such gusto. So I'm going to try to do him and his teammates justice and say we are without question already an athletically inclined and sports enthusiastic town for all the reasons you just mentioned. And we do have soccer fans amongst us. But I will also add, we've only just begun. Because right. Soccer is not only the world's most popular sport, but it recently surpassed the National Hockey League in attendance just last year. And so we think the United Soccer League is timed and sized perfectly for Colorado Springs, and the Switchbacks team will instill pride and tradition and celebration here locally. And with all the technologies we have, we will proudly stream it to the world. And so we're very excited.
It'll be a showcase. The city will be a showcase for that. We should mention, apparently, the Colorado Springs Switchbacks FC players return to training in small, limited group settings on May 15th. The full-sided training moratoriums now coinciding with any potential adoption of a return-to-play model. They're still working on that. Many professional sports leagues doing the same nationwide and worldwide. So we're still waiting to see how this is all going to play out. But we are anticipating that downtown stadium to be opening in spring of 2020. So certainly they have some time, at least for that. What are some of the key features of the downtown stadium and the overall project that you can share with people that will get them excited about what's shaping up?
Thank you. And I want to just make one correction. It's spring of 2021.
2021. So, I'm sorry. Did I say 2021? Yes. Yes. 2021. Next year, a year from now.
But it does feel like tomorrow. The stadium is composed of three distinct elements, and it's an 85,000 square foot playing field, which is also the event surface, a synthetic surface, as I mentioned, a three-story multifunction building complex, and then an elevated concourse that surrounds the playing field. And so the stadium itself will have 8,000 fixed seats. We can expand it to 15,000 for concerts and other special events, depending on staging. We will also have 13 private covered cabana suites. I mentioned previously our 240-seat Sky Club that can function as a meeting banquet room on non-game days. It's also going to be an ideal location for weddings, by the way. And in the Sky Club, there's an entire wall of seven garage doors that open directly to the field. I mentioned the restaurant with elevator access to an open rooftop, and we will also include sports performance and training facilities and some other areas for future development opportunities. And I'd be remiss, Shannon, if I didn't mention we have a world-class, iconic, artistic entrance that will feature a large sphere as well as some rings balanced on top of it that can change the look through LED lighting, so we can have different color schemes from one event to the other. And so we're pretty proud of the stadium.
Oh, of course. And beyond soccer fans, who are you trying to get to the downtown stadium?
Oh, and a short answer, anyone who takes great pride in our city. How's that?
Anyone and everyone. Anyone and everyone.
Game day, you know, will be fan-driven. And for several city blocks, people will march and flags, and many of the merchants will be involved within, just a short 10-minute walking distance. And then there's food and music festivals that will have a similar feel. And I just think anyone who has, you know, great pride in our city and family and friends communing together, this is our city's downtown stadium, and as you said, all are welcome.
Yeah, well, and something to take pride in, another thing to take pride in. So many things, very exciting. We're talking to Laura Newman, who's with Widener Apartment Homes, about the downtown stadium. Again, spring 2021 is the anticipated opening date. If you'd like to find out more on that, it's switchbacksfc.com. As well, I'd like to thank my guest, Jeff Finn, who's with Norwood Development Group, talking about the May on Cascade. You can visit mayoncascade.com. Again, it's spelled M-A-E to find out more. Jeff and Laura, thank you so much for joining us on The Extra today.
Thank you, Shannon.
Oh. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. And it's exciting to talk about something that's going to really be shaping the fabric of our community and make it an even more vibrant place to live. I certainly have been seeing that in the past years, if not decades, but it's going to continue that momentum moving forward. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Your time is 9:58.